Elon Musk and Twitter. On again, off again, on again. Yesterday, the world's richest man said, yes, I do. He wants to buy the platform for the price he agreed to back in April, $44 billion. Lots to unpack, and this is going to take more than 280 characters. So it's good we have Elizabeth Dwoskin on the line. She covers Silicon Valley for The Washington Post. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey.
So in a previous act in this play, Elon Musk said, no, I don't want to buy Twitter anymore. It has a lot of fake accounts. Do we know why he changed his mind?
That was act three. Now we're in act four.
Yeah.
Well, it has to do, this is part speculation, part coming from the, what I can get from my sourcing, that the case wasn't, the short answer is the case wasn't going that well for them. If it was, it was going to be a slam dunk for them, or they looked like they were going to win, why wouldn't they head to trial and continue to try to exit this deal?
Oh,
that
this
Elon
is the trial
repeatedly.
Where I guess just to back up, when Elon Musk said he was going to back out, Twitter sued him, and then there was a trial on the way. Yeah,
exactly. We were 2 weeks out from this big trial where they were going to either force Elon to buy the company or he could walk. And so if they thought that the trial was going well, or they thought that all the deposition and the trial prep was going well, they would have continued with the trial and still tried to walk.
Oh, I see. Okay. So maybe he saw the legal reality here. So now, does it seem likely this is going to go through now? Obviously, Musk has tried to back out once.
So today is the next 48 hours, or like those nail-biter 48 hours, so much so that I'm not working on Yom Kippur so that I can figure it out, which is that we'll know today whether Twitter, we'll know within, I think, 48 hours, whether Twitter is going to accept Musk's offer to essentially continue with the deal they agreed to 6 months ago. But it all could also fall through. Musk has some weird language in the offer that we are still trying to figure out what it means, but it could be a poison pill, in which case the trial would continue. So right now I'm giving it a 50-50, and we're trying to report it out.
Okay, I'm seeing more acts in this play playing out. So
yeah.
Let's assume this goes through. What might that mean for the platform and Twitter? What has Elon Musk said he wants to do if he owns Twitter? We do know that after January 6th, Donald Trump's account was permanently suspended, but Elon Musk has said, oh, I want to bring him back.
He said pretty clearly he wants to bring back Trump. He has said he's going to plans to relax rules around content moderation, you know, the rules and the procedures and the individuals that prevent, you know, the ugliest things on the internet, child pornography from reaching you. Misogyny, harassment, et cetera. He said he wants to relax those rules. And he's also made some indications that he thinks that Twitter's headcount, which right now is around 7,000-something, is way too high because of the revenues. And so my estimate is we would see really big layoffs. And that would just change the nature of the service. And last thing is, you know, Elon attracts a lot of right-wing people. We've seen that in the data. Since he said he was going to buy Twitter, all these right-wing accounts, conservatives, gain massive numbers of followers. It's very significant. And so we could see a situation where people on the left feed the platform, people on the right start using the platform more, and it doesn't become the forum for real-time conversation that it's always been known for.
That is Elizabeth Dwoskin of The Washington Post covering Elon Musk and Twitter. More to come. Elizabeth, thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me back.